New research shows that a drying Salton Sea in Southern California could be the reason we have not seen a major earthquake on the San Andreas Fault down there. Researchers in San Diego say that the southern portion of the fault has historically been the quietest section in terms of earthquakes, but also that may not be such a good thing. For more on this, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Riley Hill, lead author of the study and joint PhD program student between UC San Diego and Scripps Institute of Oceanography. Thank you so much for joining us, Riley.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Can you draw a line for us on this one? What's the correlation between water and quakes?
Right, so there used to be an ancient lake that existed in the Salton Trough called Ancient Lake Kahia, which is about 40 times greater in volume than the current Salton Sea, and this used to be filled by the Colorado River. It turns out that this sort of large body of water created a stress on the Earth's surface that would effectively trigger past earthquakes on the southern San Andreas Fault. And because we actually haven't had a large lake there in over 300 years, our research has also shown that the stress changes without it also seem to be having a minor sort of clamping effect, or in other words, like demoting failure on the fault, and might explain why we haven't had a large earthquake in over 300 years.
Has there been a link thus far between water levels adjacent to faults and affecting the seismic activity there?
Previous studies have looked at this, but this is the first model that uses what's called fully coupled poroelastic theory, which until very recently was pretty much inconceivable to calculate. In fact, we actually had to use the San Diego State supercomputer in order to run these models, which would take, you know, upwards of like 5 days in order to calculate. And what this does mean is that it's more complicated, but it's also more realistic of how the Earth's crust behaves. And we think provides pretty good evidence to suggest that the lake triggered this.
It's fascinating research. And in the Washington Post article, you are quoted in it several times. One of them, you compare it to a game of air hockey. Do tell.
Yeah. So a lot of people ask about how does the physics work here. And so you can think of the lake increasing what's called the pore pressure. So the main driver here is the tectonic plates. They're sliding past one another. The Southern San Andreas Fault is a transform fault. And as these plates slide, they get stuck. That's like sliding the air hockey puck on the table without air. Now, when you turn that air on, that's what the pore pressure is doing. It effectively is increasing the pressure between the surface of the fault and the other side and making it easier to slip. And that happens in two ways. One is the weight, like I said, of the fluid, but also the pore pressure, the fluid diffusing down to depth.
So giving you a theoretical here, a hypothetical, if the body of water could be restored to its previous level, what would happen in terms of seismic activity?
Well, that's a good question. And thankfully, we don't have to worry about the lake ever returning to its former glory. The Colorado River now is practically empty by the time it gets there, and it spills out into this Gulf of California as well. So the odds of it ever getting that large again is pretty rare. But if it were to increase, and in fact, some people have suggested increasing the Salton Sea, this would actually, for me personally, I would be a little worried, because we've seen that, you know, rapid increases in stress at the surface through fluid might be able to stimulate seismicity. And because this fault is locked, it's loaded due to just the tectonic stress building up there, this would be significant and enough to trigger an event there as well.
Really interesting study. Thank you for sharing it with us. Riley Hill, he's lead author of that study and a joint PhD program student between UC San Diego and Scripps Institute of Oceanography.